The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us today because we've got something unusual. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. That really says it. Alive and Well, our mission for you. Alive and Well. And we are very, very grateful to have Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, where you get such a terrific array of nutrients, of formulas organically produced, specifically Alive and Well that you can't get elsewhere, with a vast spectrum of proteins and choices. Believe me, it's terrific. The Fanatic Organics, which we are presenting that for you and have for many, many years.
And what about the broth?
Right over there, you know, where brother and sister, or sister and brother, or two sisters, or two brothers, whatever you want to say, Broth Cafe, the broad spectrum Broth Cafe, organic across the boards, beautiful air conditioning setting, wonderful marble table around, circular, delicious, and all the great organic choices. And we are endlessly grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day, the fresh, beautiful produce brought into us, and high concentration juices, all the different vegetables and wonderful things done, and the beautiful produce used in whatever your choice happens to be. When it has certain choices, we don't infringe. You can be, if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, if you want to eat the proteins, animal proteins, all of those things are available organically, wondrously produced, terrific prices, and terrific array of dishes.
You got it, baby.
That's right. Every single day.
Every single.
At the Vortex Broad Spectrum Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
The Vortex water. Are we talking water?
Water.
Ay, ay, ay.
Vasa. Okay.
If you look closely, after you pour your gallon of Vortex water from the filter system at Alive and Well, the molecules are dancing. You look close. Pay attention.
Oh, gosh. Not You'll, Dennis. You, Dennis isn't dancing, but no. The molecules are. Got it.
Right. Okay. I've given it all. The whole entertainment is the molecular dancing of water.
All okay. Right. Get influenced by them. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's the idea. When the molecules are dancing, you are dancing. Okay. Inside, much like I am, I'm dancing on the inside. The feet don't really follow through that well. But the dancing on the inside, the molecular composition of your body is joyful and rejoicing with this Alive and Well water, Vortex water.
Right.
It makes all the difference in the world in your body's utilization of hydrogen and oxygen.
And that's the only kind of water that is ever used, by the way, also in the Broth Cafe. Okay? That's a wonderful array that way. And it's energizing. It helps to strengthen our immune system. That has been established even as far back as Otto Warburg, winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that an oxygen-rich milieu actually prevented disease. And he had a whole lot of background.
Right.
Vortex water gives structure, detoxification, cell availability, saves energy, and it's wonderful in every conceivable manner. So isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
And I want to start by saying this, okay? Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. We strictly love to share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. And bless those doctors for having done those trials and for giving these reports, okay?
Okay, but let's keep in mind that these are, the doctors we're quoting are MDs, and they're also schooled and trained and practicing for years in holistic nutrients, holistic right. medicine, okay, with nutrition and lifestyle, and a minimal amount of any drugs. That's very important because the nutrients fortify, renew, restore, and create new molecular compositions in your body, which
yes.
create health.
Right. And even these doctors report even on medical clinical trials that are done without even the doctors being specifically holistic, but doing the clinical trials
and then
reporting the results of these trials.
That's right.
And, you know, I want to say right here, we have a very important information. So you need to really focus on what we have to say. And it's not what we're saying. We're just reporters here. Okay. And that is, stop the excuses. Stop the excuses. No excuses, all right? If I did something bad, Gary would say to me, no excuses.
Who's
no
Gary?
Excuses.
Which is Gary?
Gary
guy?
Is our boy chick. He's our boy chick. And you look it up if you don't understand the meaning of that, okay? This is it. Now, here's the whole thing that, and this is medical trials. And before I say that, I, you know what came to my mind very strongly today, Dan, and every day, and that is when it seems like centuries ago, as far back when I was a kid in New York and a kid in school and high school and all
that
of that.
That certainly is centuries ago.
That was just about centuries ago. The teachers would always say, if we tried to get out of something or change something that was the truth and established, they go, no excuses, no excuses. And whatever the language, whatever the thing, whether it was French, whether it was English, whether it was math, you say, well, it's difficult because no excuses, no excuses. Well, I can't do it because no excuses. They would always say that, all right? And I just remember growing up with no excuses. And then that same concept when I was a young actress in New York, you know, studying first the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and then all of that. And you try to say, well, I can't do it because no excuses. Okay? Here is what backs that up absolutely.
Well, let's get on with it.
Here it
There's
is.
There's no excuses.
Okay. Dr. Mercola, MD, very famous, wonderful,
right.
holistically minded medical doctor, just reported. And this is, it's so critically important. He's talking about, and everything he says is backed up with all kinds of clinical trials. He's backing this up. He's not just offering opinion here. And I'll hand this over to Den in a few minutes, okay? And this is the title of it. Fast food is loaded with antibiotics, hormones, heavy metals, but very few nutrients. The analysis of all the medical trials by Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD.
And you could add in their flavorings and colorings and texturizers and all kinds of chemical junk.
That's right.
To make
he
it
does.
Resemble
he actually
food.
Does. And here is the top points, and then I'll be giving it to you, Dan. And here's his top points. Most chain restaurants rely on beef and chicken from concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs, CAFOs. Where veterinary drugs are routinely used. And of 10 fast food meals sampled and tested, all but two tested positive for veterinary drugs. Six of the 10 fast food samples, Taco Bell, Dunkin', Wendy's, Domino's, Burger King, McDonald's, contained a veterinary antibiotic, ionophore, called monensin, which is not approved for human use as it causes severe harm. Did we hear this?
And this is residue that's been given of these chemicals, these drugs, that were given to the animals and ends up in their flesh, and we end up, that ends up in our mouth and in our belly.
Okay, and here he goes on. Of 43 school lunches tested, 95% had detectable levels of glyphosate, a severe carcinogenic an endocrine-disrupting weed killer linked to liver inflammation, metabolic disorders, cardiovascular disease, and many forms of cancer. Of 43 school lunches tested, 95% had glyphosate, deadly killer.
And you can thank Monsanto and Bayer for those wonderful chemicals they're giving to you in your regular everyday food supply.
And going on, and he backs that up with all the clinical trials, 100% of the school lunches tested contained heavy metals at levels, please listen to this, everyone. I can't believe this. Let's read that sentence again because I just can't take it. 100% of the school lunches tested contained heavy metals at levels 6,293 times higher. That's beyond belief. Than the maximum levels allowed in drinking water. Cadmium and lead were found at the highest levels, 6,293 times higher than the maximum allowed.
Unbelievable.
Listen to that.
Unbelievable.
Of 21 fast food meals tested for essential minerals, none met any of the recommended daily requirements of calcium, potassium, manganese, copper, zinc, iron, and none of the fast food meals tested for B vitamins contained any detectable levels of B9, B12, B1, B2, B6, B3, niacin. All of these levels were exceptionally low. Can you believe this?
Not only are the levels low, but the government standards of what the human anatomy really requires are set even lower, okay? Minimal amount of nutrients, maximal amount of chemicals and colorings and texturizers and all the other junk that's in food.
That's so right.
Folks, if you can, be aware of this. Put this information into your psyche so that when you're buying food, get something that's locally grown, organically grown. When you buy locally, ask the local farmer, what chemicals do you use on your crops? Because whatever chemicals are used on the crops is what you're going to end up eating.
Right.
They're in the food.
They don't
just keep the bugs away or prevent weeds from growing. They are systemic to the whole plant that you're consuming.
Right. And they say that 8 out of 10 fast food meals contain veterinary drugs. Uh-huh. And here they're quoting that in September 2023, moms across America, listen, moms, M-O-M-S, like mothers, moms across America, M-A-A, submitted food samples from 10 fast food chains to the Health Research Institute, a not-for-profit laboratory that tests food for nutrients, contaminants, and toxins. Each food sample was tested for the presence of 104 of the most common veterinary drugs and hormones, and almost all of them were highly positive for these veterinary drugs.
Can you imagine going to a restaurant and look at the menu, and they give you a list of all the drugs and all the toxins that are in that offering on their menu? You would never go back again, I'm sure.
Poison. Right?
Absolutely poison.
This isn't all that surprising. And it says, Dr. Mercola, considering chain restaurants rely on beef and chicken from concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs, where veterinary drugs are routinely used. As explained by the moms across America, quote, due to large industry confined animal feeding operations, which include extremely close quarters, unsanitary spaces, and high incidence of disease, most of America's non-organic meat comes from livestock heavily treated with antibiotics, growth hormones, antiparasites, which is also known as aviary contraceptive.
So when you go shopping, folks, look for grass-fed animal products. Don't be confused with the, say, holistic physicians. Don't be confused with all the fear tactics of getting animal fats. Animal fats, according to all holistic physicians, do not create heart disease. They do not create dementia. They do create anti-inflammatory activity in your body, which is very healthy. So go with the grass-fed, free-range meat selection, whether it's chickens or whether it's goats or sheep or cattle or whatever the animal product you want to eat. The healthy fats, say holistic physicians, do not contribute to your heart cardiac complications.
No, and they go on to say, and I'm going to give this to a second, honey, 6 of 10, says Dr. Mercola, very contain very risky antibiotics. 6 of the 10 fast food samples from Taco Bell, Dunkin', Wednesdays, Domino's, Burger King, and McDonald's, and it quotes the clinical trials, contained a veterinary antibiotic ionophore called Monensin, not approved for human use as it can cause severe harm. Could you read about that, please?
Would I?
Go right ahead. Monensin.
Okay, folks. Here it is, word for word, right from the doctor. Monensin also has a number of side effects in animals, including anorexia, diarrhea, depression, ataxia, degeneration of the heart and the skeletal muscles, necrosis, and, the big D, death. The antibiotic ionophore Narasin, which has the same side effects in animals as Monensin, was found in 4 of the 10 samples from Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's, and Starbucks, etc., etc., etc. The highest concentration was found in a Wendy's cheeseburger. The three others contain trace amounts, and the acceptable level intake is 5 micrograms per day. But, says the doctor, both Monensin and Narasin are toxic to dogs and to horses and can cause paralysis of the hind legs at extremely low levels. They can also cause acute cardiac rhabdomyocyte.
Death of the heart muscle and everything. Go ahead.
And degeneration.
Yes.
And necrosis in beef and dairy cattle. The reason they're used in cattle is because they encourage weight gain. MAA commented on these findings, quote, Moms across America is gravely concerned about our population, especially children, unknowingly eating unprescribed antibiotic ionophores, livestock, even at low levels, consistently because of potential damage to the microbiome of the children, as well as the risk of antibiotic-resistant bacteria growth. That's in the food of school lunch programs.
And in certain and in many of the commercial sales that they were just saying
and
right there.
Supermarket sales.
Yes, the different places and the different...
And the Moms Across America says, we question if the side effects of these ionophores in dogs and horses, leaving their hind legs dysfunctional, might also be related to the millions of Americans presenting with restless leg syndrome and neuropathy, conditions unknown to most humans just a generation or two
ago. Unbelievable. The neuropathy, the death of the nerve tissue and the debilitation and all the chemicals that are allowed and people consuming them without thinking.
Without knowing.
Without knowing and without thinking.
Who would ever imagine this would be happening in your food source? Who would ever imagine that the residue of what the veterinarians give the animals is going to end up in your stomach?
And the antibiotics and all the other terrible things that they allow to be put in those things.
So until proven safe, says the Moms Across America, we urge our regulatory agencies, both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA, to disallow the use of these drugs in our livestock. And what has happened? Has the FDA done that? Has the U.S. Department of Agriculture followed through on those things? No.
Absolutely not.
I wonder why.
Yes. Money, okay. money.
It's
the money and everything else, okay? Okay, they're talking about, and here's top people. The chief scientist at the Health Research Institute, Dr. John Fagan, noted that the FDA's Food and Drug Administration's so-called acceptable levels are only meaningful when we're talking about acute poisoning. In the case of fast food, which many people eat 3 times a day, the concern is chronic poisoning from the accumulation of toxins.
And why are these chemicals allowed? Folks, let me remind you what I've said several times before. The FDA... The drug cartel, the food processing cartel, pays 50% of the operating expenses of the Food and Drug Administration. They buy the FDA. They buy the U.S. Department of Agriculture. How? by donations, by supporting them, by contributions, by interplay of personnel from one branch of government to the food industry or the drug industry, and the drug industry sends back their representatives to work for the FDA or the food industry. It's a revolving door. You may have heard that term many times. It happens many, many times, and it happens on a regular basis. So if you're looking for purity of food and safety in food products and drug products, you might be looking in the wrong direction, because the evidence is overwhelming of the toxic effects of all of the additives that are supposedly good for us.
That's
good,
right,
for this food supply, good for your immune system. Well, we know how that works with a pandemic.
And yes, and they were reporting, the mothers for America and all of that were reporting that 95% of these school lunches had very high levels of the glyphosate, the carcinogen, okay? And it, she goes on and on with all the different things, and that one of the top causes of the use of this, of these foods that have the, at the school lunches, that have these non-GMO grains, is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And this is what they say.
That's from the chemicals.
That's right, that's what they're saying. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is life-threatening. This is their quote, and is an epidemic in the USA. These levels of glyphosate in school lunches have similar effects on children. And this is, levels lower even than 25 nanograms can be expected to contribute to NAFLD and other pathologies, because a child will eat more than one thing during the day that contains glyphosate, and the glyphosate is cumulative. And can you read other toxic pesticides,
okay,
found in the school meals?
Keep in mind, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease means just that. Non-alcoholic. From the food supply. No,
right,
alcohol involved. Ruins the liver.
Right.
How about that?
At the bottom of the other toxic chemicals. At the bottom.
Show me again. What,
right,
do you want?
Right down here.
Okay. All right. Other toxic chemicals found in the school meals program include, oh boy, thiabendazole.
This is the first time you couldn't pronounce a word, Dan. That's a first.
I got it now.
You got it now. All right.
Thiabendazole, which has immune suppressing effects, was found in 28% of the samples. Piperonol, butoxide, present in 18 to 4 of the 43 samples, 41%. Is a developmental toxin that causes birth defects and neurodevelopment disruptions. And pyrimethamine, detected at 595.4 parts per billion on the apple, has been shown to cause thyroid tumors in animals. These are fed to people on a regular basis.
And children
and
schools.
And in school programs.
That's right.
Especially at such a tender age.
That's right.
Giving them what? Liver disease.
And all kinds of other problems,
okay,
and issues.
Goes on to say, school meals, drugs, heavy metals, but few nutrients. This is written by the doctor, folks. Again, we're just reading directly what he says. 9 of the 43 school lunches also contain 4 types of veterinary drugs and hormones, and a shocking 100% of the meals contained heavy metals at levels up to 6,293 times higher than the maximum levels allowed in drinking water.
And he's quoting clinical trials.
Wait a minute.
Yes, go
ahead. Can you imagine 6,293 times higher, not just percent, 6,293 times.
That's times 100.
Okay. Levels range from 0.5 parts per billion to 94.4 micrograms per kilogram. The highest levels of heavy metals were cadmium and lead, found up to 46.8 micrograms per kilogram and 94.4 micrograms of lead. Meanwhile, most of the meals were abysmally low in essential nutrients, as reported by the MAA. Here it goes on to a long quote.
It goes on, but all of these poisons and chemicals, and how we have to make the determination and make the decision, and no excuses, to give our children, across the boards, and ourselves, and serve at home, and don't do the fast food crap, and give them organic foods, organic choices, wonderful things without the sugar, wonderful things without the chemicals, the clean and pure water. All of these things can be our decisions, our decisions. We made those decisions early in life before we ever knew to what extent, before all of those trials were done, mm-hmm. okay? And you can make that decision now. Nothing is stopping you.
Let me just kind of sum this up if I can.
Go right ahead.
Okay. The doctor goes on to say, quote, "The testing was conducted out of concern for America's skyrocketing mental and physical health crisis. 85 million Americans eat fast food every day. Fast food companies often supply a significant portion of the 30 million school lunches served to our children every day. The quality of the food, including the contamination of agrochemicals and lack of nutrients due to toxic chemical inputs, contributes to our mental and physical health issues. 1 in 5 Americans has a mental illness, and 54% of our children have a chronic health issue.
Right.
For many, say the doctors, impoverished children, school meals are the only food they consume each day. Numerous studies have linked toxins in food supply and lack of nutrition, lack of food supply and lack of nutrition to the conditions such as autism, depression, aggression, suicide, and homicide."
I was going to say right now that has gone through the charts, and we hear this all the time, and we hear and get all this information. The autism and out-of-control behavior of children, inability to focus, lack of attention, so much of this, listen to that connection that these moms across America, bless them, and the different scientists that have reported in these clinical trials about these toxins.
And it sums it up with one last sentence.
Go right ahead.
"This report will disclose the mineral, vitamin B, and calorie levels in the top 20 fast food restaurants and school lunch suppliers."
Isn't that?
Which is minimal.
Almost non-existent.
Minimal.
Beyond that.
Less
and
than.
Right. It, you know, and again, it's masked.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. You can't say, oh, it's a burger. It's got cheese on it. Oh, it's got a bun. But look at what's behind this.
And because, as I did for so many years, I believed when I was eating junk, that if it wasn't good for you, the FDA wouldn't allow it on the market.
Okay.
If it wasn't good for you, the Department of Agriculture wouldn't allow this to be because they're protecting me. They're right. They're there to protect me. No, folks, they're not there to protect me or you. They're there to protect the drug industry and the mass food marketing program.
That's exactly right, and that's the proof of it. Not opinion, it's proof in the clinical trials and all those other things and examination of all those. And there's a wonderful group of people who love their children, moms across America, got together and then are not only they investigate all the clinical trials, but they brought the information out there.
That's
and
right.
Dr. Mercola quoting the scientific studies, okay?
And bless those holistic physicians.
Bless them and bless... And another thing that the holistic doctor brought out about important of one nutrient that we've talked about. And here is the new information just brought out that vitamin K2 is crucially important for vascular health.
Vascular health and mental health and bone health. Cartilage development. Read the article. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll start and hand it to you. And here he's saying again, and he says fact checked. He always because it, and he lists all the clinical trials to back it up. Vitamin K2 plays critically important roles in bone and cardiovascular health. Research has found that people with the highest intakes of vitamin K2 have significantly lower risk of atherosclerosis-related heart disease. That's hardening of the arteries,
yeah,
one of
yeah.
the leading causes of death.
Right.
Those with high vitamin K2 intake also had a 34% lower risk of peripheral artery disease.
And can I say something? Can I interrupt that article for a second? Vitamin K2 is instrumental in improving circulation. How does it improve circulation? Because it removes any tendency toward plaque buildup or deposits in arteries and capillaries. Right. Keep in mind, a capillary is so tiny you can't even see it. A capillary is so tiny you can't even see it. It's much smaller than a human hair. But it's the brains and the eyes and the heart, all the muscles in your body, every cell in your body is dependent upon capillaries to deliver the oxygen and the nutrients to the cells and remove the toxins from the cells and get them back to the bladder and the colon and repeat the whole cycle all over again. But the capillaries are very susceptible to inflammation, very susceptible to deposits that are cauterized by excess heat. Vitamin D is renowned for helping to absorb the nutrients, calcium and other vital nutrients from the intestines into the bloodstream. But vitamin D does not build the bones. It's vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 picks up whatever the vitamin D brings into the bloodstream and puts those nutrients in the bones, in the flesh, wherever they're designed to go. But vitamin D is instrumental in getting the nutrients from your intestines into your bloodstream, and then it looks around and says, I need some K2 over here. Let's get some K2 going. Well, K2 comes along and builds the bones. If K2 isn't available, you have plaque.
That's
of
right.
Calcium and other minerals that build up in your arteries.
That's right.
And it isn't, say, holistic physicians, it isn't the cholesterol that's killing you. It is the buildup of plaque, which is instrumental in causing obstruction of nutrient and natural metabolic function.
And here's the doctor's report. One of the primary ways in which vitamin K2 protects your cardiovascular health is by activating matrix GIA protein. It's GIA or GLA protein, MGP, which is a potent inhibitor of arterial calcification.
There you go.
Vitamin K2 has a direct blood pressure lowering effect in individuals who need stable blood pressure. Low vitamin K2 status also raises the risk of frailty, impaired mobility, and disability in elderly individuals.
Uh-huh.
Very important. And here's this you may never have heard of. Statin drugs, that's the cholesterol drugs.
The anti-cholesterol drugs.
That's right. The ones that are given for the,
that's right.
The cholesterol, so-called cholesterol drugs.
Right.
Statin drugs deplete your body of K2 by inhibiting that MK4 synthesis. As a consequence, the statin drugs contribute not only to age-related frailty, but also insulin resistance, because MK4 synthesis requires the same enzymes that synthesize cholesterol.
And the statin drugs create rhabdomyolysis.
They do.
They destroy
the
circulation, the
right.
heart, the cardio-Q10, which strengthens the heart, rebuilds the brain, and statin drugs deplete, particularly aim at depleting the cardio-Q10, which leads to cellular fragility and lack of muscle tone, lack of strength, and mental degeneration.
And here's this top doctor that's being quoted here, Dr. Nicola Bondano, saying that the scientists now know that vitamin K2 works by protecting against the calcium buildup in the major arteries of the body, which lead to vascular calcification, says
right.
the top doctor. And those, okay, he goes on, vitamin K2 intake, those with higher had a 34% risk, lower risk of any peripheral artery disease. Senior author of the study, Nicola Bondano, MD, and he goes on and on to say how critically important, because it's critically important. And here's another study that
from
they're
K2.
Also, yeah, stiffening and calcification of the large arteries are forerunners of severe and deadly cardiovascular complications, says the doctors. And by improving your vitamin K2 status, you significantly reduce arterial stiffness, improve blood pressure, and K2 has a direct effect on stabilizing that in many individuals who have dangerously high blood pressure. That's very interesting, too.
It removes the debris from your arteries and capillaries, thus reducing excessive pressure.
Right, and then they has the, they have here how frailty. Can you read this thing about how it plays a role in the frailty of individuals when you don't have enough vitamin K2?
All right, baby.
Top of the thing.
Okay, reported by News, Health News, Science News. Word for word, folks, from the doctors. Quote, reduced levels of circulating vitamin K2 are linked to an increased risk of mobility limitation and disability in older adults. according to a study published in the Journals of Gerontology, Series A. Quote, low vitamin K status has been associated with the onset of chronic diseases that lead to disability, said Dr. Kyla Shia, a nutrition scientist in the Vitamin K Laboratory of the Gene Meyer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. Here, she says, we're building on previous studies that found that low levels of circulating vitamin K2 are associated with slower gait speed, a higher risk of osteoarthritis, and Dr. Shia and colleagues examined two biomarkers, particularly circulating levels of vitamin K2 and functional measure of vitamin K, the plasma UCMGP.
Wow. All these
They found that older adults with low levels of circulating vitamin K2 were more likely to develop mobility limitation and disability, and also loss of equilibrium.
Right.
Getting temporarily dizzy or unable to deal with the immediate situation.
Right, spontaneous fractures and all kinds of things that are so prevalent, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? And it goes on and on about how these terrible drugs can affect. And, you know, I want to applaud to a very top neurosurgeon. He's very famous, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD.
Oh, yeah.
Reporting here that your brain keeps shrinking every decade after you hit age 40. And he says, each piece of your brain is the size of a speck of sand, 100,000 neurons, all trying to talk to each other through 1 billion connecting points called synapses.
Now, wait, stop right there. One grain of sand.
That's right.
How big is a grain of sand?
What a dot, okay.
One. Right. I mean, you get sand between your toes on the beach, but can you pick out one grain of sand in that amount of space? Go back one paragraph, honey.
Right. He says over here that each piece of your brain, the size of a speck of sand, contains 100,000 neurons.
Get that?
Nerve cells, neurons, all trying to talk to each other through 1 billion connecting points called synapses, the size of a spark of sand. All that is going
in
on.
In one piece of sand.
That one little piece of sand. And he says how critical this is. He says, this allows over 100,000 chemical reactions to occur in your brain every second. Crucial chemicals called neurotransmitters move across connection points and release their contents. It goes on and on and on. All these connections going on inside your brain are what allow you to create and retain memories, form ideas and thoughts, experience emotions, and express your own unique personality. And here's his main topic, why you want a fat brain. That's his big words up there. Your brain only weighs about 3 pounds, yet 60% is fat. This makes your brain the fattest organ you have, okay? Fathead?
Hallelujah.
You get it, fathead?
I love it.
And this fat is essential for your brain to function. Your brain requires fat for energy. And then he goes on and on about, okay, how this fat is necessary to create brain cell membranes and produce neurotransmitters. Plus, it serves as the raw material to make hormones.
Wait one second. Dr. Whitaker said when you use super pure omega-3 fish oils, you create perfect lubrication of all those fat cells in your brain.
That's exactly right.
Where safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils all create inflammation and burn up those neurons and those synapses.
Exactly. And he says the good fat is necessary to recreate brain cell membranes, produce neurotransmitters, the raw material to make hormones. This is a top neurosurgeon. Fat makes up 60 to 80% of myelin sheaths, the protective covering around the nerve axons. These axons represent the primary transmission in your nervous system, and shrinking matters to your memory, he says. Any especially prone to age-related shrinkage, hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, and he goes on, a shrinking brain is only one of the changes. With aging, the brain reduces blood flow, imbalance, process of inflammation, he goes on. And you need to pay a strong game of defense after your age 40 especially, okay? And he goes on to say, after over 60% of people middle-aged and older suffer some degree of memory impairment. And this is top neurosurgeon telling you that the main nutrients that you have to have right here, okay? Supplement your brain with brain-loving nutrients, Okay? And this is what he is saying. The most important thing, he says, is the super pure omega-3 fish oil, EPA and DHA.
There you go. Just like Whitaker said years ago.
And approximately that 60% of your brain is composed of fat. And these omega-3s, essential fatty acids, provide the building blocks of your brain's 86 billion nerve cells. And since your brain body can't make them, you must get your omega-3s through supplementation. Are we hearing? Research demonstrates, he underlines, that consumption of more super pure omega-3 fish oils produces larger, more functional brains. As far back as 2009, he says, scientific reviews concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a critical role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with preventing age-related cognitive decline in older adults. The super pure, and he says here that in addition to supporting brain health, research shows that these omega-3s promote cardiovascular health, a critical benefit. And then he does...
And eye health, big time.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Eye and heart and everything. And the Harvard doctor saying that if we all took the super pure omega-3 fish oils, we would prevent 88 to 92% less of the number one cause of death with sudden cardiac arrhythmia. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
He says if everybody took those omega-3s just based on the heart and life... He says we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year.
Does he go into the mitochondrial growth effect of the cells?
Can you talk about the CardioQ10 that he goes on to say about that other critical important supplement for the brain?
And this CardioQ10 is vitally important for the brain, for your eyes, for your heart, for your vascular system, all those tiny little arterioles and we talked about earlier for blood circulation. CardioQ10 opens them up. CardioQ10 creates new cells, new growth of metabolic function. And the statin drugs destroy CardioQ10. Going on with the article, word for word, the tiny mitochondria inside your body's cells convert oxygen and nutrients into energy. Unfortunately, these crucial mitochondria become damaged with aging, particularly in brain cells associated with learning and memory. Due to their intense energy requirements, brain cells need an adequate supply of the vitamin substance coenzyme Q10 for optimal function of the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are not just in the heart. The heart has about 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. Repeat that. 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. The brain has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. The CardioQ10 refurbishes, renews, restores, and regenerates the mitochondrial concentration of every cell in your body. Well, when it comes to the cells of your body and your heart and your brain, it's vitally important. And the drugs that recommend for heart disease destroy the CardioQ10. There it is. That's the whole message, okay? You want to use, say, holistic physicians, as this doctor says, you've got to use the CardioQ10 in varying amounts because you stop making it by the time you're 30 years old. Believe that. You stop. That's why the mental degeneration is recognizable by the time you're 40, it's because you don't have the same raw materials to create new mitochondria, new energy producing, new life in every cell in your body.
That's right. And he goes on. He keeps stressing this. You know, that the CardioQ10, just as with the super omega-3s, promotes heart health and brain health, and they are terrific together. They scavenge the cell-damaging free radicals in the brain, getting, in other words, the terrorists, the garbage, the murderers, the killers, and in the brain cells, okay? Powerful antioxidant.
And what are those murderers and terrorists? Sugar.
That's right, and inflammation.
Okay.
And he does say, don't forget the support players, which you are, you know, we talked about many times. Phosphatidylserine helps maintain brains, otherwise known as PS, helps maintain brain cell integrity, nerve cell membranes more flexible. And so he goes on about that. It helps him improve.
And there's another one that you didn't mention. I don't know if it mentions later on in the article.
I'm sure
he
is.
But the one that's very important to mention is this. It's the acetyl L-carnitine.
Yes, very, the leader in Europe. is the acetyl alcohol passes the blood-brain barrier, the heart barrier, to help the brain and heart health, and even help the liver break down toxic fats.
Not only does it pass the blood-brain barrier, the brain opens up its gates, its doors, its every window in the brain is opened up to receive acetyl-L-carnitine. Because
right.
The acetyl-L-carnitine, again, does what? Increases neurotrophic factor in the brain. New generation of cells, new generation of brain tissue, more energy-producing capabilities of every cell in your brain. How many cells are there? Can't count them.
And would you read the other thing that was discovered, and also reported by Russell Blaylock, how it heals injured nerves, which the European doctors knew. Read that.
That's the whole idea.
Go right ahead.
The nerves of the brain. Word for word, folks. Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and nerve healing. Acetyl-L-carnitine also activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, says the doctor, when stimulated, the same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of brain injury or the aging degeneration process itself.
And use it along with, yeah, go
more.
Right ahead. Go ahead.
Nerve problems, says the doctor, often occur with diabetes.
Right.
And it's because of sugar inflammation destroying the nerves. And one study found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage. How about that?
And it's been the leader in Europe by the European doctors with the R form of alpha-lipoic acid for many, many, many years for preventing and reversing neuropathy for the heart and for the brain and for blood sugar balance and all of those things and nerve regeneration.
And combine that with a wonderful teammate. A wonderful teammate called pyrrolquinolone quinone.
Yes, I was glad. I'm glad you brought that up.
Remarkable that the interplay, the support each component gives each other to create new brain cells. What? New brain cells. Pyrrolquinolone quinone, along with R-alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine, create new brain cells.
And that's why at Alive and Well we called that, and we have a very high potency at a much lower price, brain power.
Brain
because
power.
Because it really regenerates brain tissue.
That's right.
And remember,
the highest potency PQQ on the market.
Right, and remember, when you're looking at all your sports games or you're looking at shows that you may want to see, It's not one player. The one player is outstanding, and God, we know that. We have quoted all of that. But remember, supporting teams, all right?
That's right.
And these are the support players that are very good. And we can't leave, because this whole topic had to do with the brain and the kinds of foods that were poisoning our children and ourselves, mm-hmm. with the things we're doing. And here's another doctor, and bless him for this, Austin Perlmutter, M.D., and he is reporting here, I'm going to let you read it, the very worst food for your brain, he says.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The title of the article, Austin Perlmutter, M.D., not Mona, it's not Mona and Dennis, okay? Read what he says about
okay,
that.
Okay, kids. Here
Go
it is.
Ahead.
Oh, boy. Word for word. Avoid and replace sugar-sweetened beverages. Avoid and replace sugar-sweetened beverages. Let me say that one more time.
Okay.
Avoid and replace sugar-sweetened beverages for a healthier brain, and here's why. Metabolic health risks. The sugar-sweetened beverages are linked to unhealthy weight gain, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, metabolic dysfunction, contributing to brain-related conditions like depression and cognitive decline. Vascular risk is also associated with sugar-sweetened beverages, consumption of which significantly raises the risk of stroke and hypertension and early death from vascular diseases. Why? Because these sugars create inflammation, chronic inflammation. There's also the dementia connection. Regular intake of sugar-sweetened beverages damages metabolic health and the brain's vascular system, heightening the risk of dementia. Keep in mind, the vascular system is tiny, tiny little invisible arterioles to deliver all the nutrients to every cell in your body. Depression link. Consuming sugar-sweetened beverages is associated with a substantially increased risk of clinical depression due to metabolic and inflammatory factors. Now, here's something to consider, folks. He's talking about limit the amount of this to so many ounces per day. That's less than a half a cup of sugar-sweetened beverages. How many Cokes do you drink? How many synthetically sweetened or sugar-sweetened convenient drinks do you consume every day? Those are the ones that contribute to the chronic inflammation, which is fire, which destroys connective tissue and vascular integrity.
And here was a very important point by top doctors reporting over here, that because, you know, you were talking about PQQ, the article title is CoQ10's Perfect Partner in Whole Body Revitalization. Mm-hmm. And I want to and here they are quoting, and six or seven, and all of them quoted, of clinical medical trials. PQQ is a supernutrient capable of regenerating new mitochondria. Specifically, medical research shows that this PQQ, and it shows all the clinical trials, increases energy, boosts metabolism, improves learning and memory ability, combats inflammation and oxidative stress, supports long-term brain and heart health, reduces anxiety and improves sleep quality, promotes overall healthy aging. PQQ has been clinically shown to reduce the growth of new mitochondria for more youthful cellular energy. And he goes on all these different things, reducing the anxiety and much, much more, say the doctors, according to that. And taking both of them says even better results for brain. Demonstrated in double-blind, placebo-controlled human clinical trials, all of that, much, much more. Dozens of studies have now published on the brain power type, high-potency PQQ, spectacular ability to help deliver health benefits, robust mitochondria for your heart, brain, and every other cell, muscle, and organ in your body. Those two are wonderful.
The Alive and Well Brain Power contains the highest potency of PQQ on the market. It also contains some alpha-lipoic acid, which does what? Regenerates new cells. It's a major, major antioxidant. It helps the PQQ become even more effective in doing what? Creating new brain cells, reducing inflammation, new mitochondrial energy production.
Wonderful. And all of these wonderful things, and that's why we had that. It's very high concentration, a much better price, and all of that bioavailability, brain power. It's terrific. Pain power, with all the multitudinous benefits, have that, and even reducing the inflammation, which is a main cause of all kinds of disease. Pain power is there. We get the testimonials every single day. We are there for you. You can always call us at the 877-4950, 877-4950 for any of our multitudinous services. Have all of your foods ready. Have all of you can provide the parties, have everything there, the organic, wondrous foods without the toxins that you've been hearing about, without these chemicals, without that. There's no reason for you to go there. No more excuses. And my teacher's names keep coming to me every single second. Mrs. Baldwin, Mrs. Marmor, okay? All of them come. No more excuses, or my acting teachers, okay? And you can always at the 877-4950, besides our many services, or sending anywhere or anything, or mailing anything. Remember, you can always, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. No more people on medications are off. But we love to share without any charge. Great information as we're sharing with you now, and you might, and it's very very wonderful and very comfortable. Okay, just call.
This is Dennis Jones,
and this is Mona Jones,
and let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.